Now, during the course, we don't have to take notes. Instead, it's just a very easy listening to what we're talking about. If you don't understand something at first, just continue listening, because we will say things enough times that you will learn it, just like picking up a language. We're going to be picking up the musical language. Now, this is the way the tapes work. It's just the same way as with the perfect pitch course. In the perfect pitch course, you do one exercise until you learn it thoroughly, and then you go on to the next one. It's the same way here, except with the relative pitch course, you will go on to exercises a lot sooner. For those people who already have some degree of relative pitch, we're going to tune it up from the ground up. See, there may be some little weaknesses in your ear that you're not even aware of. What we're going to do is we're going to overhaul your ear from scratch. And we're going to do that by playing a game of musical baseball. Musical baseball, here's how it works. When I test you, if you make one mistake, that's strike one. If you make two mistakes, that's strike two. If you make three mistakes, that's strike three, you're out, and then we turn off the tape, no more tape, and we go back and restudy our homework assignment. Now, if we ever strike out, and it will happen, we don't mind because it just gives us another chance to improve our ear. See, we want to make sure that there are no weaknesses in our ear before we move on from one tape to the next. One of the biggest mistakes that happens with students is when they're studying ear training, if they don't get an A in their test, let's say they get a B or a C, then they learn more things. They get another B or another C, learn some more things, and they get another B or a C. Now, eventually, their ear starts to fall way behind, because if you get a B or a C, it means that the ear is not perfect. There is still a lack. That's why you got a B. You could have had an A. We only pass on from one lesson to the next when we get an A. That way, there are no structural weaknesses in the ear, no rough spots in the ear at all, so that when the listening drills become more and more complex, the ear is resting on a very solid foundation. You're going to really feel that you've got something in your ear as you progress from lesson to lesson. Now, when we pass the final exam on level 5, then we can say, all right, we've done enough listening, we have drilled left, right, sideways, up and down. Now we are quite sure that relative pitch is permanently established in our awareness. We're not going to lose it. We're self-sufficient now. I'm going to be giving you your first key today. I'm going to be giving you two keys, one today and one in lesson number 2, to unlock your ear's awareness. You've got to have a key, and as a matter of fact, these particular exercises are going to turn out to be a whole keychain because they're going to unlock many avenues of the ear's awareness and open up incredible abilities of hearing for you. And they're very simple drills. They're techniques. The more you do these techniques, the more you're going to find out how much is programmed into them to make them work. Now, relative pitch, we said, is the mind's understanding of what the ear hears. Now, that immediately implies two things. The mind has to understand, so we have to do something for the mind. And the ear has to be aware, so we have to do something for the ear. Now, for the ear, we do listening drills in order to get the ear to learn all these relationships. For the mind, we do musical times tables. We have to memorize our musical times tables. What is a perfect fifth? What is a perfect fourth? What is a major sixth? All the different times tables, kind of, that we have to learn.